The next patient is Ursula, a U-R-S-U-L-A, King-Cash, K-I-N-G-C-A-S-H. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is following this practice because of chronic kidney disease that is stage 3B, going into 3A. The patient has chronic kidney disease with a creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 34, and an estimated EFR of 49 mLs per minute. The calcium albumin and serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The patient has normal liver function tests. The proteinuria is in the dipstick 3+. We ordered a 24-hour urine with a collection of 600 cc's that reveals the presence of a creatinine clearance of just 13, which is not close to the reality. We know that this patient has a significant proteinuria. We know that this is an under-collection, and we know that we are confronting a problem of proteinuria that is significant. For that reason, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance. We're going to give a dose of 10 milligrams on every day. 10 milligrams every day. The side effects of the Jardiance were explained in terms of increased the urinary output and the possibility of urinary tract infection. Following number, essential hypertension that is out of control. I don't know the precise list of the medications, and that has been an ongoing problem. I am hoping for the Jardiance to start getting a better blood pressure control by decreasing the volume. And through increased urination, we explain to the patient the need to be in a low-sodium diet, fluid-restricted diet, and plant-based. And that explanation has been an ongoing process. Following over hyperlipidemia, the patient is not taking any medications at the present time. Following number, the patient had a gout attack and she was given allopurinol, and she had a reaction to allopurinol with a skin rash, especially in the hands. She discontinued the use of it, and she is not willing to consider any other alternative at this point. The serum uric acid is 4. Following number, anemia that is improved from 9 to 10.6. The iron stores are normal. We are going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup.